Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
You're hot.
They can't hear Brian saying that. He doesn't say that on the air. That's just in your ear.
He always comes back and says, you're hot. Did you just explain to me? Did you just Ben-splain to me what you're hot means?
Yes.
Yeah, he did, everybody. I was making a joke. Brian comes back and says,
is the best thing.
He says, you're hot. I said, you're hot. And then Ben says, hot means we're on the air. Yes, I know. I've been doing this for a decade, my friend.
Fine. Well, Ben's... then act like it sometimes.
Yes. Finally, someone said it.
You have to act like it's your first week every week on the radio, Ben?
UMF-er, I swear.
Drag his ass, Ben.
That's one of your best lines of all time. You Ben-splaining son of a bitch.
Before we get to the Ryan Report, a little early giveaway this morning. I want to give some of our tier ones who are up at the crack of dawn here at 6 a.m. a chance to win some concert tickets. So we'll just do a call-in right now. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on Sunday, May 17th. The Brad Paisley Show, part of KSON Country. Mega ticket of 8 shows, including Jason Aldean, Luke Bryant, Rascal Flatts, Tim McGraw, and more. Now available at Ticketmaster.com. And starting this week, you can purchase individual tickets to see Brad Paisley by going online to Ticketmaster.com. So call now, 833-288-0973. Hammer will be waiting to stand by, take the winner's call. And with that, let's turn things over to our executive producer, Paul Reindel, and our Tuesday morning edition of the Reindel Report.
Hopefully three stories from the world of country music.
The Reindel Report, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Jason Aldean on tour.
And crossing our fingers, Chris Paddock here in about 30 minutes.
Come on.
Please. So I've got my three stories.
Probably a Jason Aldean fan.
Probably.
I gotta run this by you guys. I got my three stories. I'm going to read my three stories.
Okay.
But I also have a fourth that just
popped
up.
For the love of God.
So do I do it as a bonus at the end?
You can combine two of them or, so we still end up at three.
Or make an executive decision to push a bad one.
No, there's, I don't have any bad ones.
I do believe in the rule of three,
bad,
so all right.
I never have bad stories. All right,
it's
then
your
I'll
segment.
Just, I'll just tease it. I'll let Ben do it because he already hates that I have the segment. So
yeah.
After these three stories from the Reindel Report, the starting lineup is out for the Padres today.
Let's go.
I'll let Ben read those.
Let's go. Yeah, let the announcer read it.
Because we will not include it in the Reindel Report.
Good. Already? It's already out. I love this.
All right. I got to start filling out my scorebook. Get ready to go for this afternoon.
Nerd.
It's not as good as yesterday's lineup. I'll just tell you that right now.
All right.
So I wanted to highlight a part of Kobe's service yesterday that we haven't talked about yet, and that is Sabrina Ionescu, the senior from Oregon and the front runner for Women's College Player of the Year Award. Sabrina was one of 7 speakers yesterday at the Staples Center, and she was asked to present due to her personal relationship that she had developed with Kobe and Gianna. She talked about how Kobe taught her his famous step back shot and how if she's the current representation of women's basketball, then Gianna was certainly the future. After the memorial service, though, Sabrina hopped on a plane and she headed up to the Bay Area where the Ducks were getting ready to take on Stanford and where she made history. With 2 minutes left in the third quarter, Sabrina grabbed her 1,000th rebound of her career, marking the first time a men or women's Division I player had 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists in their career.
Ooh.
And she poetically did it on Kobe Day, 224.
Pretty amazing.
I mean, you cannot make this stuff up.
She's a triple-double machine.
I mean, she gets a triple-double.
That means Ben hates her because...
Which Woodsy, a triple-double?
Oh, wait, what is a triple-double?
Means 10 or more in three different categories.
So,
double digits.
Points, rebounds, and assists.
Could be steals.
Now, you don't like James Harden. He's a triple-double machine.
No, no. Westbrook.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Westbrook.
Machine. Yeah, well, he also kind of... games the system to now make sure he gets triple. I don't know if Sabrina does or not. I really don't. It's much harder in college basketball to get a triple-double.
He hates a triple-double.
It's much harder.
If you get a triple-double, you're a selfish, selfish SOB.
First of all, the games are 8 minutes shorter, so you have less time to get a triple-double.
That's much harder, yeah.
Secondly, shooting percentages are much lower, so you can get a great pass to someone. They miss the shot, you don't get an assist.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, lower scoring games, it is a lot harder, and she is she has more of them than any women's college basketball player in history.
That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool, and she says that, and Gianna Bryant was going to be better than I was, which is what, yes, so tough.
I mean, Sabrina's going to be the number one draft pick for the WNBA.
Yep.
Like, Gianna would be the new logo for the WNBA. That sucks, man. It's awful. All right, over in college football, big news, guys. Huge news in college football. Heisman Trophy winner and national champion Joe Burrow retiring before his career even begins.
Saw this yesterday. Really funny.
Okay, not really. He's not really retiring. But the former LSU Tiger did joke on Twitter yesterday about retiring. Burrow drew some criticism yesterday after his measurements were released at the NFL Combine and his hand size
9 inches.
Was measured at 9 inches, according to ESPN stats and
his
info.
His hands, Ben.
I know. Oh. That's what we're talking about.
You gave me a wink.
I didn't give you.
You
a
did.
I did not.
You did.
You're thrusting in the air. Right now.
Yeah. Why are you fake body humping?
Just sitting here.
Yeah.
According
talking to, about baby hands. Joe
are those
Burrow's
small?
Baby
are those
hands.
Small hands? Are 9-inch hands small?
They,
do you have a ruler?
Know. They go from it goes from the tip of your pinky to your thumb.
I don't
Let
have
me just
a
pull
ruler.
My ruler out.
9 inches, I feel like, is fairly good size. Right? I mean, we'd all.
I'd be happy with that.
Everybody would be happy with 9. Oh, I mean, now, you know, the ball is a little bigger, Ben, in the NFL than it is in college. Did you know that?
Is that true?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. So maybe there are some legitimate concerns. Maybe it's not. It used to be. Maybe it's not anymore,
It's not a nothing factor. I mean, Joe Burrow makes light of it. But it's not a nothing factor. Can he overcome that?
Sure.
Does he have a lot of other skills that make
him
still very much worthwhile to be the number one overall pick? Sure. Would you be a little concerned that there's going to be some missed snaps and a couple of fumbles because of the smaller hand size? Yeah.
Is he being a little too rabbit ears on this? You think? Because
I don't know.
Because I like the – I think it's funny, but when you see me get snarky on Twitter, it's usually me being rabbit ears. I'll just – like
instead
lay it out
just
there.
Letting it go.
Instead of just letting it go, Ben's a let it go guy. I'm a I'll be a snarky D about it. It's a little bit rabbit earsy, isn't it?
You could probably draw that conclusion.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, according to ESPN stats and info, that ties him for the smallest hand size among first round quarterbacks since 2008.
Who was the one they made such a big deal about the tiny hands? Was it?
Well, Patrick Mahomes had a very small hand size.
Man,
probably still does.
Has, not had. So Burrow tweeted out.
I just almost said something that could have been misconstrued. Never mind.
Yeah. Be careful of
that. He hasn't grown into his hands yet.
So Burrow, after everyone had their 2 cents, he tweeted out, considering retirement after I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands, please keep me in your thoughts. And then Patrick Mahomes, his hand size measured at 9.25 inches. He replied to Burrow, my small hands are doing all right so far.
Amazing.
I believe in you, with 3 crying emojis.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, snarky. I dig it.
And finally, Ben, this one is for you. Dr. Andrew Weil, a specialist at the University of Arizona, has a sleeping method that is sworn to help you fall asleep within 60 seconds. If counting sheep or playing relaxing music does not help, Dr. Andrew says you should try the 4-7-8 method. Fans of the method said it can put you to sleep within a minute, and all you're altering your breathing technique. You simply inhale through your nose for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, then exhale slowly for another 8 seconds, and then repeat until you drift off to sleep.
That'll work, I think.
This technique can calm your stressed mind, it manages your anxiety, and overall it slows down your heart rate, Dr. Andrew says you should practice this twice a day and not complete the cycle for any more than four times when starting out. But after doing this regularly for a few weeks, your body will naturally adjust and you'll fall asleep.
I will be trying it at the next stoplight.
I was just going to say, Ben does it at stoplights all the time. Fell asleep.
I'm going to be quiet.
I already fall asleep in 60 seconds. You know that,
and there goes Ben.
You know that movie Gone in 60 Seconds?
I
That's
do.
Me.
I know.
Sometimes less.
At stoplights, in the middle of... You almost ran into something this morning.
I did not almost run into anything.
You know what I'm talking about. The guy that was stopped working on the bus bench. Yeah. Ben was just driving, and I'm like, does he see these flashing lights? He doesn't see them, does he? Does he? He doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. And then he whips over to the next lane. Scared me to death.
All right, Paul, shall I read the lineup for today's game?
Yeah.
Keep
do
it
what
from
you want
being
to do, man.
A story in the Rondo
It's
report.
Your world.
Keep
We're just lucky enough
three.
To be alive in it.
Yep.
All right, so Jace Tingler has released today's lineup for the Padres-A's game, which we will bring to you here on 97.3 The Fan at noon, our Ben and Woods booth takeover with Jesse. Greg Garcia, GG, leading off at second base. Trent Grisham batting second in center field.
Okay.
Will Myers will be batting third and playing right field. Ty France at first base batting cleanup.
Okay.
Jake Cronenworth is your designated hitter.
Excited to see this kid.
Who knows? Maybe he'll get an inning on the mound as well at the end of the game. He'll be batting fifth. Gordon Beckham, who actually has the most service time of any player at Padres camp, will play third base and bat sixth. Luis Torrens doing the catching and batting seventh. Juan Lagares will be out in left field, although he's more of a center field option.
Correct.
But he'll be out in left field and batting eighth. And a shortstop prospect, Gabriel Arias, is going to bat ninth today for the Padres.
Some interesting storylines with all those guys. Yeah, I think some people are already on Twitter talking about the fact that no Tommy Pham again. So hopefully he's okay. I know he was kind of rehabbing.
General soreness.
General soreness is what we saw. I mean,
he's only supposed to be DHing until the middle of March.
Okay.
So you can only get one DH a day in, and they're trying to be cautious with him.
Okay.
And Jace Tingler seems to be a cautious sort. I don't know if you saw the story yesterday that both Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino are not going to pitch in spring training for at least a couple of weeks in the Cactus League. They're going to do a simulated game. They're going to come along a little slower than other starters. So
fine by me.
I mean, you read what you want into that, but it almost eliminates the possibility that either of them will start on the major league roster, because neither of them would be stretched out probably enough to be in the opening rotation to start the season. Not that we expected it to begin with, but they're not really truly competing for a job. It's their first spring. They're trying to get a feel for what it's like to be a big leaguer at this point. I think we'll see both of them at some point during the season, but they're not getting the same spring as some of the other starting pitching candidates.
Yeah, and I'm okay with all of this cautious behavior right now. I really am, and I don't know that we need to jump to any conclusions or read anything into the fact that Tommy Pham's not in yet. I want these guys healthy. I don't care if they're healthy now in February.
Well, with Tommy Pham, it has nothing to do with his UCL that he got the treatment on. He had the plasma-rich platelet injections. They said it's not that soreness. It's just general soreness.
If I could call out of work for general soreness every day, I think I could.
Did you give that a try?
100%.
By the way, a happy birthday. Speaking of Mackenzie Gore, yesterday celebrated his 21st birthday.
Amazing.
Did not see him out about on the town, so who knows? Maybe he was just in bed early, getting ready to go back to work this morning.
But we weren't out on the town, so that would be tough for us.
We were out on the town.
Well, we went and had dinner. Yeah, it was really good.
Speaking of that, when we come back, couple of instances yesterday where we learned a lesson about you never know who you're sitting next to.
This is amazing.
It happened at the ball game.
Yep.
And then it happened again at dinner.
Yes. You got to really be careful.
We are going to have to be a little careful on this one. Everything's been I've told all of the positives at spring training. One guy I was watching yesterday, a little bit negative, and it kind of came back to bite me at the game yesterday.
Sure did.
We'll tell you what happened. Coming up next with Ben and Woods here at spring training in Peoria. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Woodsy, we've been together for a couple of years now.
Almost,
approaching our two-year anniversary of Ben and Woods.
What is the date?
March 28th,
is that right?
Our first show.
Oh, we got to plan something big.
2018.
Don't worry, just trust us.
Can't say that we've ever had a segment like the one we're about to have here in 10 minutes.
I'm tweeting it out right now. Maybe our biggest segment in show history.
Really?
Well.
Oh, the back-to-back?
Chris Paddock and Fernando Tatis Jr., we've been told, will both be coming in back-to-back during our long bottom-of-the-hour segment before the Padres go into some meetings here at
Now we have to
Peoria.
Do real or fake. Should we do real
we
or fake
real
still?
Or fake. We can
and tell
we can
Tatis,
bump,
hey, we only
we
got
can
2 minutes.
Bump back real or fake today, maybe. We'll get to it.
All right.
At some point.
That's what you want to do. Woods, are you okay with that?
Let's do Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, I'd rather do Fernando Tatis Jr., as you know.
So two of the...
I mean, interview him. I'd rather interview him.
The future, basically, of Padres baseball will be in this little tiny room with us over the course of a half an hour.
Very exciting.
And that's coming up momentarily. I do feel like I need to be careful about what I say, a little bit more than I was so yesterday. So we've talked about Garrett Richards looked great. Jace Tingler is running a sharp camp. Just some of our observations from Padres spring training that we made, and a lot of positives. One observation I made yesterday, and I tweeted it out, so I wasn't trying to keep it a secret.
Shock, shock.
Was Jurickson Profar, second base candidate for the Padres, traded for him from the A's this offseason, who they're playing today. They like his bat, but there is a concern about his arm. He's got one of those issues where he's just wild from second base.
Yeah.
We've seen it in the past before. Who was it? Steve Sachs.
Steve
of the Sachs, Dodgers.
Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch.
It made you want to die. I mean, when you're watching those games, big games in the playoffs, and Knobloch can't throw the ball to first. You want to die.
And I heard in the offseason, hey, they've worked with him a little bit. They think his head's in a better spot, just kind of getting back to the basics and should be fine. Watching infield practice yesterday, everyone was looking sharp. Ball was just on target, seeds all over the place. Fernando Tatis Jr. from, second base back to home.
Backhand,
and,
deep
turning
in the
double
hole.
Plays. And Jurickson Profar would field the ball cleanly, usually. And, boy, it was an adventure. Wherever he was going, it was an adventure. And I just thought, maybe it's a bad morning. Maybe it's just one of those days.
Sure.
But certainly you have to have some concern that you turn over your starting second base job to a guy who can't get the ball from second base to the other bases if a ground ball is hit his way.
Well, and again, I mean, then you wonder why Brian Dozier was signed. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he's a really good right-handed power bat, but...
And there's Greg Garcia who's playing today. There's Jake Cronenworth. They have a lot of options at second base. It's the most wide-open competition. Jace Tingler has even said that.
God, as it has
here
been.
At Padres camp. But I think we were all excited. I mean, Jurickson Profar has been someone A.J. Preller has been trying to get for years.
Years.
And his Padres tenure, if he can't iron out this throwing situation, could be a very short one. So we go down to Surprise for the game against the Royals yesterday. Sitting on the first base side, and Jurickson Profar is in the lineup at second base, and it's kind of watching the ball. Just a nubber is hit there. It's almost 5 feet. He gets it. He's fine. I'm like, well, that was an easy one. Luckily, I'm kind of talking about how worried I am about Jurickson Profar and his arm. I'm sitting with you, and we're just in the section. So he comes up to bat the next inning, and there's this mother and son, young son, like, a little older than Bo, maybe.
A little
like
bit, yeah.
Four,
two and a half, three, yeah.
Who start cheering wildly.
Papa!
Especially.
Papa!
Going, Papa!
Papa!
Oh, Papa is coming up to bat. I'm going, are we sitting next to the Profar family that I'm just ripping his throwing ability and sitting right next to them in ballpark?
Short answer is a yes.
Yes, we were.
Yes, we were. And it was, I will tell you this. I said this on Coach's show. I called in yesterday. It was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. The kid sees his dad come out in the on-deck circle. Papa, papa. And Jurickson turns up, gives him a big toothy grin, gives him a nod. And the kid was just so happy. It was such a cool moment, except for the fact, Paul, of when Ben ripped
I wasn't heckling him.
Remember when he's like, hey, Ragarm, figure it out. Remember that? Right
boo.
In front of him. Boo.
Hey, man.
How do you not? I make that throw.
Your dad sucks.
It's my job to give honest analysis of the team. I'm not going to sugarcoat everything. I tend to be a positive person.
You are.
Kid was in tears.
I don't think he was listening.
He was so upset. Remember after, and he said, hey, mister, why, when he's tugging on your leg, and he said, hey, mister, why do you hate my daddy? It was really. I mean, it was the Kobe thing was really sad yesterday. That was pretty sad yesterday when that kid was tugging on your leg after the game, Ben. But yeah, then it bit us again at dinner last night. Me, Paul, Ben, Jesse Agler go to a nice dinner. What was the name of the place? Barbie
Bobby Q's.
Oh,
Bobby Q's.
You guys get it, Bobby Q. I go, did you pick this restaurant, Ben? It's very much up your alley, Bobby Q. It was really good, really tasty food. And we're sitting there, we're having a great time, and we're just talking about the industry. And I'll leave it at that. That's what we were talking about.
A lot of inside stories.
As I'm sure anyone would do if they're on a work trip and
if
they're
you're
out
in
dinner,
the insurance business.
That's what you're talking
if you're
about.
In the pizza
company
business.
Company gossip, industry gossip.
100%.
That was the topic of conversation at the table.
Which is fine. So then we get up, and we start to leave, and there's a son and his father that had been sitting next to us in full Dodger regalia. We walk by, and the guy grabs me. He goes, hey, Woodsy. I go, yeah? He goes, hey, I'm Ivan. I listen to your show every morning. I'm like, oh.
We're in the middle of Arizona. We're not even close to the Padres complex.
No.
These aren't Padres fans.
Dodger fans.
Dodgers hat, Dodger
shirt.
And it wasn't like they were just happened to be in the same restaurant that we were in.
They're like next. Like
they were in like the adjacent table.
Adjacent booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
there.
Ivan, if you're listening, find me on social.
You're in the circle of trust.
You're in the circle of trust. I swear to God, I told the guys, I go, I may walk back in and pay for their dinner and beg for their silence on this because, yeah, I mean, look. We were asked questions. We answered them honestly. Nothing I would be afraid to say, to be honest with you. I mean, honestly, there's nothing that was said at that table that I'd be afraid to say. But it was just one of those deals. You feel like you're having a private conversation. Turns out you weren't. And I noticed kind of halfway through the dinner, they were being very quiet, probably because they were listening and recording everything we had to say. So, Ivan, it was great to meet you. We really appreciate you listening to the show. And keep your big mouth shut, all right? You understand? We'll go from there.
Need some show swag? As soon as we get any, we will send it your way.
If and when.
If and that
we
ever happens.
Get anything with our name on it, I got you. Just DM me, and I'll buy you something. Buy you whatever you like.
All right. What could be the, I don't know, biggest segment we've ever done? I'm feeling a little pressure now. Chris Paddock, who we've long wanted to get on the show, Fernando Tatis Jr., our hero and savior in San Diego, both of them scheduled to walk through that door right in front of me, coming up next with Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Gotta say, Woodsy, we've been looking forward to this for quite some time. Joining us right now, Padres spring training in Peoria, San Diego Padres pitcher Chris Paddock on our SDCCU fan hotline, live and in person. Chris, it is great to see you. Great to meet you. Have you ever been in this room before? Padres spring training, second.
You know, I've always been curious what's back here.
Actually, if you screw up, this is where they send you. You got to come spend the afternoon in here.
No, I'm excited to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, really exciting to have you here. First of all, how different is this spring training for you compared to last year when you were fighting to make a club? You were still, you know, somewhat in the process of rehabbing from a Tommy John surgery. Just kind of give me a comparison between the two springs.
Yeah, man, it's completely different, you know, and going into this year, I knew that there was going to be, you know, a lot of expectations from the outside world, from the team, but also myself. You know, me and my brother Michael, you know, a few days ago, he came out to Arizona, and we wrote down on our goal board every year that we do, and the word of the year is balance. How to balance my priorities, what I'm trying to accomplish on and off the field, and also being able to do stuff like this. You know, making sure that I keep my priorities, but also, you know, have a little fun with it. Enjoy the time with the interviews, the commercials, you know, stuff that's new to me. You know, but I'm excited, man. It's, I've learned so much in the past, you know, year and a half. It's crazy how time flies these days, but I'm excited. You know, I'm learning each and every day on how to approach different stuff, you know, in and out of the clubhouse with our veteran guys. You know, we got a new staff. We got a new coaching staff, new players, And like I said, I'm very excited to be given the opportunity to be on the squad.
No, we're really excited to have you. We're talking to Chris Paddock here this morning on Ben and Woods. And the moment last year when you found out you made the team was one of the cooler moments we'd seen. We talked about it a lot, just what a special moment that was. We'd heard about you. We'd seen videos. We'd seen you pitch a little bit. And then for you to make the squad in that fashion. Now, a year later, it's, yeah, I'm going to make the team, and I want to start opening day. It has changed a lot, and obviously your confidence is something that never wavers. How do you keep that level of intensity and that confidence up?
You know, what makes it fun is the competition in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know, having G-Rich, you know, giving each other a hard time day-on-day basis of, you know, who wants that job more. And if you have that in the clubhouse, man, you hold each other accountable. Good things are going to happen. You know, we've all talked about it that it doesn't matter who it is on March 26th. Whenever it's your day to pitch, you're the ace of our squad. You know, one guy's not going to take us to the championship and accomplish our goals that we want to accomplish as a team this year. It's going to take all of us. You know, not just 26 of us. It's going to take, you know, the remainder 45, 50 guys in that clubhouse over there that are going to come up and down and get at bats and fill in spots, and, you know, injuries are going to happen. So it's going to take a lot more than us 26. And that's kind of what we've been pounding. You know, Ting, you know, he's an awesome manager so far. You know, we've connected really well. We've had a good start. And he's so hungry just like we are. And I think it's important to not only have a hungry community of San Diego out there that's, you know, searching for that championship, but also our coaches and also, you know, us as players.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I got to ask you, you're talking about your brother Michael and writing down, you know, doing your goal board, writing down the word balance. When the season ends, how long until you're ready for baseball again? How long does it usually take? Do you decompress at all? Because you don't seem like a guy. I don't see you lying on the couch, you know, eating hot fudge sundaes. It feels like you just went right back to it. What do you do for fun? How do you relax and decompress?
Yeah, believe it or not, man, I do relax and enjoy life away from baseball. But I would say, you know, I take 3 or 4 weeks off.
Yeah.
As hard as that is for me, I've learned that sometimes, you know, less is more. And that's just something that I've learned from the older guys. And, you know, a course of my longest season last year in professional baseball, being able to listen to my body is very key, especially if I want to, you know, pitch in the big leagues for the next 10 to 15 years.
Sure.
But, man, it's my happy place back home is, you know, I love to hunt and fish.
Yep.
You know, we have a deer lease ranch in West Texas. Menard is the exact city. And there's no phone service, man. So I just go out there and don't have to worry about any noise. Go out there with the family, man. Have a good time. Catch up. And then I would say what keeps me competitive on the competitive side is golf, man. I really do enjoy going out and hitting the links.
My partner's face just lit, by the way.
I'm the golfer on the show,
okay.
So yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't actually let you – you're going to have to leave because we don't let him talk golf on this show. Chris, thanks for your time today, and we really appreciate it. No, I'm kidding.
But I would say best golfer in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Craig Stammen.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, dude.
He just hits bombs.
Pitchers are the best golfers. I don't know what it is about you
true
pitchers.
True athletes. But
something about, you know, hey, you're starting, it's going to be – you know, 70 to 90 good, solid pitches. You got to repeat the form every time. Works for the golf swing as well out on the golf course.
You know, believe it or not, I talked with Stammen this past year, and I said, you know, not only do I enjoy golf, but I really think it helps my mental side of the game of baseball.
Oh, sure.
How to, especially being a starting pitcher, how to bounce back shot to shot. You can relate that to pitch. You know, how to manage your emotions when you just had a good shot, you know, if you strike someone out, how to, you know, continue that.
Yeah, do it again, right, yeah.
Continuing to repeat everything, but also, you know, enjoy it. You know, sometimes I beat myself up, like trying to beat Tiger Woods out there, and reality is I'm Chris Paddock out there. You know, I'm going to shoot mid-80s, high 70s, go out there, have fun with the boys, and, you know, see what happens.
God, I was a bad pitcher and a bad golfer, and now it starts to make – so much sense to me.
Chris Baddock is with us here on Ben & Woods. You mentioned G. Rich. We had him on yesterday. We call him Garrett Richards. We don't not quite as familiar with him. But we talked about how he's kind of working with you, and then you're working with him as well. He's trying to add a changeup to his repertoire. You've been working on the curveball since last season. I saw it a little bit last year, trying to work on it as well. Tell me about that relationship between the two of you. Also, as you said, competition and camaraderie.
Yeah, it's an awesome relationship, man. I would say towards the end of the season last year when, you know, he was coming off Tommy John injury, we really got to sit down and pick each other's brains. You know, me coming off Tommy John since 2016, we had a lot to relate on and off the field. So that kind of sparked it. You know, that kind of gave us a head start of getting to know one another. And we're pretty close to how we process things and how we attack, you know, whether it's just hitters or whether it's just life. You know, he's a very focused dude, and we have a lot in common. But I'm, you know, looking back, it's crazy how fast, you know, those 6 months go by, and here it is all over again, you know, spring of 2020. But I'm looking forward to it, man. Like I said, we just pick each other's brain day in and day out on the dugout, chewing sunflower seeds, hanging out. You know, you could talk a lot of ball in those 3 or 4 hours of a game. You know, you'd be surprised what you can go over, especially and learn by just listening to an older guy. You know, picking his brain, you know, is basically how I tell the younger guys in our locker room, is just listen. You know, you'll be surprised how much you can learn from a guy if you can just listen to everybody around you and try and take in some information. Basically, one of the quotes that I like is, you know, don't listen to respond, listen to learn. You know, I feel like that's sometimes we get caught up in just listening to respond to the answer or the question.
Sure. Yeah, Ben does that to me all the time. Yeah, every day, actually.
Look at him. He's looking at you like,
I
no.
mean, you're only 2 months older. He's talking about really older guys.
Oh, really older guys. So, right.
I don't know that you have that much I need to listen to. So.
But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, like I said, we played catch, you know, the last month of the season last year.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And we really got to dial in some stuff. And it's always a plus whenever your throwing partner just, you know, beats up your chest the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just, boom. Yeah.
Yep.
But like I said, he asked me a few things about my changeup, and we talked about it, went over it, came up with some good ideas together. You know, two brains is better than one. And then I picked his brain about the curveball. And I think it's really important to have that chemistry in the clubhouse, not just with me and Garrett, but me, Cal, Joey, you know, Zach Davies, you know, all these guys that we're getting. It's going to be very important to have that chemistry throughout the whole season, because before you know it, if we're all picking each other's brain and holding each other accountable, we'll be in October.
Well, Chris, I know Padres fans looking forward to seeing you back out on the mound really soon, and looking forward to the 2020 season. And it was a pleasure to get to chat with you this morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
Chris
it.
Paddock. Oh, wow, that was very awesome. Cool. Good luck this season, Chris. Appearing on our SDCCU fan hotline, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com. Chris, thank you. You are excused, as it were.
Thanks,
get
man.
Back to work.
Appreciate
but
it. Good luck.
Nice to
meet
is you, appreciated,
thank you.
Man.
Appreciate it.
And I believe...
That's a tall drink of water. Yeah. Man, imagine all those arms and legs coming at you, man. 96,
one of those,
97.
It's one of those things, Manny Machado. They all walk in. You watch them on television, God. And you can see they're well-built. You know, they're great athletes. But when you stand next to them, they all look bigger.
You are tall.
Yes.
He's way too – it feels like he's way
he
taller than you. It's crazy.
It is pretty interesting. They are. I mean, I love that he plays golf. I had heard
I
that before.
Do. I know you do.
But I didn't think you'd want to talk about it on the radio.
Are you going to see if you can get in a foursome with him?
I was already trying to figure out how I could ask the question, can I play golf with you without sounding
very desperate.
Really uncool and desperate? And I decided there's no way I could ask that question without sounding terrible. So.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
But now, you know what? He now knows. He's seen my face. He knows I have a passion for the game. Perhaps it'll come up in another conversation later, and one thing will lead to another, and we'll end up best of friends and golf buddies.
Could be. That's very, very well could be. No, he's a – I love – you know what I love that he said? We all saw him last year, right? And we saw the intensity, and we saw the whole persona and everything. But it's not really a persona. It's kind of who he is. I love that he's said, hey, I need to relax a little bit. Do less. You know, do less is a it's a big player in the MLB clubhouse. Do less. Hey, settle down. Do
less. It's a tough one because you don't want fans thinking, hey, I'm trying to, you know, cut back.
No.
Which is not what it
is. Do less doesn't mean cut back. Do less just means it's hard to put into words, but it's more of like you can't stay at 180 the whole time. You just can't. Like, you gotta have balance. And balance is something it's going to make him a better player, a better pitcher, somebody that's able to deal with failure right. better, which in turn makes you better. That game is such a game of failure. I mean, it's why it's so important for kids to play that game, Benny. It teaches you failure, and it teaches you failure early. And you have to be able to deal with it.
You have to be able to dial it back down.
There's no doubt.
When you're a pitcher between starts, if you're an everyday starter, just, you know, in the morning, after that, you have to be able to turn that dial back down.
Yeah.
So that you can turn it back up. Because if you just leave it up, it'll be June, and you're going to be spent. It's a long season. Baseball, it's the biggest cliche that there is in sports. But cliches are cliches for a reason, because they're kind of true. Baseball's a marathon. And if you sprint right from the start, just like a marathon runner, you're going to burn out after a couple of miles.
You will burn out quickly.
You have to pace yourself
a little bit
to get through the season.
Do less.
I think that's what essentially he's saying a little bit. And last season you saw where not that he burned out in the middle of the season, but he just came and blew everyone away so early, just how poised and dominant he was in the first couple of months of his career. And then in the middle of the season, he hit a bit of a lull where
yep.
things just weren't working anymore. And I think you can see, he kind of realized, I tried to go too fast, too hard, all the time, and the tank hit empty. And then they dialed it back. He went down to the minors, just kind of relaxed.
Refocused.
Did that time off around the All-Star break. Came back, refocused, finished strong his last few starts at the end of the year. And it seems like it's a lesson stuck with him.
That was awesome.
Over the course of the rest of the season. All right, just an update. All right, they're going to head into the meeting a little bit early. So Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to come join us after the meeting, which is fine by me. It was almost too much for me. It's like,
that would have been a lot.
That would have been a lot.
That would have been a sprint trying to do both Paddock and Tatis in the same segment, which means we can do a little real or fake right here.
Sure.
Normal spot. All
right.
Let's throw out the phone number.
Do it.
It's right at the right time. So let's throw out the phone number. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. If you'd like to go for some concert tickets, go head-to-head against Woods in our daily game. Start dialing right now. And then Jesse Agler is going to be here at the top of the hour, getting ready to call the game. We're going to do the Double Secret Incorporator, which if you listened last season, you know about the Incorporator. We'll tell you what the Double Secret Incorporator is going to be for today's game with you, me, and Jesse on the mic. Then Fernando Tatis Jr. coming up after the meeting, so probably later half of our 7 o'clock hour, around 8. You're just going to have to keep – if you're a Tier 1, it's not a problem. You just keep listening anyway, but
yep.
You're just going to have to make a plan to come back and have Fernando Tatis Jr. join your radio later this morning. All right, let's get to a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, op for grabs today.
What is op for grabs? Paul. Thank you.
All right.
Write that down.
We got a pair of tickets to see Revolution at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 5th. And you said JB? JD is our contestant back on the lines. JD, good morning. Welcome to Real or Fake with Ben and Woods.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
you know how to play our game? 5 rounds. All you have to do is beat or tie Woods and walk away with tickets.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Let's separate a little real from fake.
All right.
Staring out my sliver of window at the meth and death, I was struck by inspiration for today's game.
Okay.
I will name a style of preparation. You have to tell me it's a real way you can order your hash browns at Waffle House, because that's all I can see out my window, or a fake I've thrown in to fool you. They have many different preparations, apparently.
Yes, they do. JD, I'm from Texas, so
you should be good at this.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're about to get smoked.
All right, real or fake, Woods?
All right.
Chunked. Real or fake?
Never heard of chunked. I'm going to say fake.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Come on.
That's when you add ham to your hash browns. That's 0 points for Woods. All right, let's see, JD. Real or fake? Covered. Real or fake, JD?
Real.
Real,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Covered in gravy.
Cheese. What? You say you're from Texas, so you're going to take your Texas guard away from
That's
you.
That's fine by me.
All right, round two. JD is up 1-0. Woods, how about peppered? Real or fake?
Fake.
That's when they add jalapenos to it.
Never open my mouth.
All right, JD. Let's go with round two. How about smoked, JD? Real or fake?
Fake.
It's fake. Very good. 2 points for JD. Round three, Woods.
You can't smoke the meth that you buy at Waffle House.
At the meth and death. All right, round three. See if we can get you on the board here, Woods. Ladled. Real or fake?
Fake.
That is fake. Very good. Point for Woods. All right, JD, round three for you. How about topped? Can you get your hash browns at Waffle House topped? Real or fake?
Let's go real.
It is real. Woods is even wrong on the ones that he's not being asked.
Giving him the thumbs down.
That's when they put a little chili on top of your hash browns. They top it.
Imagine chili at Waffle House. Thanks.
3 points. All right, Woods, round four. Can we do diced? Real or fake?
Fake.
Have you ever been to the Waffle House? That's when they put tomatoes on top of your hash browns. JD, you're running away with this one. Real or fake, JD? Crunched. Real or fake?
Fake.
That is fake. Very good. JD is cruising in this game. Woods, eat round five. Can we at least get maybe like 2 points out of you? Country. Real or fake?
Real.
That is with the gravy on top.
Gravy
is country.
Style.
JD, this is just to run up the score in round five. Last one. Real or fake hash browns capped. Real or fake?
Capped with a C.
Capped. C-A-P-P-E-D.
Real.
It is. That's when they put mushrooms on it.
That is
JD
hideous.
Sweeps the category and wins the tickets and smokes wood.
So much for, yeah.
The Texas man on the Waffle House edition of Real or Fake. JD, thanks for playing, and congratulations. That was today's edition of Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And if you think there's any chance I'm stepping into that Waffle House in our parking lot, no chance.
Scattered, smothered, and covered was
yes,
the
I knew
way
you knew
that,
the...
Yeah, okay, all right.
I knew you knew the big ones. That's why I went
going.
With the lesser known. They're all on the menu, though. I went...
Capped. Did you go over?
Capped. Yeah, no, I went on
online?
Online menu. Okay. And they had the whole list. Yes, covered, smothered...
Scattered.
Scattered, but then they had covered, chunked, peppered, topped, diced, country, and capped.
Hideous. Absolutely hideous. Every one of them.
That's not what they're probably eating in the... Players having breakfast in the room.
No, they
next
got a
to
good
us.
Spread in there.
Good healthy turkey bacon and eggs.
Yep.
Like Chris Paddock just told us about, just finished his breakfast. So players are heading into their meetings right now. And then when they come out, Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be with us. Jesse Agler is going to join us momentarily here
Maybe.
As well. Maybe. What would happen? He just left? He's going to a meeting?
He's got things he's got to do. Everything's getting moved around.
Everybody has
We're going to stay fluid.
We're going to stay fluid on this show.
So we might talk to Jesse Agler. Next.
We might have Don't Do This coming up in our next hour. Ooh. Might talk some Aztecs. They get back on the court tonight.
All right.
We who knows what? We could take golf.
We got
the Florida Swing is coming up. Woods, you want to talk about the Florida Swing?
2 hours. And no Jesse now, maybe?
I mean, he's going to stop by. Just may not be in 5
when
minutes.
And where is just the kind of is the issue. I mean, where should be here in this room?
Wish I had a wireless.
Just walk
in the cafeteria.
Meander
just
around.
And I would.
I mean, this runs on a battery. We can just all pick it up and kind of shuffle it.
Do you think they would be very mad at me if I did that?
Yeah.
They're very serious.
Well, they're all in meetings now. You can't go in their meetings.
Could I pop in their meeting?
Don't no, you're pop. Not allowed into the just, clubhouse anymore. It's not fantasy.
What do you think they're meeting about right now?
I don't know. That's a good
it's
question.
An early meeting. Usually the meeting is at.
Well, they suffered their first loss yesterday.
9 o'clock. Did. That is true. 8-5.
Getting over
Royals.
A loss. Don't
Jace
let this,
Tingler's first loss.
Don't let this define you.
Maybe they're fining him in kangaroo court for losing
could
for
be.
The first time ever.
I doubt it's kangaroo.
No court. Idea. All right, we've got half the show still to go. It is Ben and Woods, maybe Jesse Agler, maybe more Padres talk, maybe more Aztecs, maybe Fernando Tatis Jr., who knows? Coming up next, right here on San Diego's number one sports station, live from spring training, we are 97.3 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.